Heights is found in the Ford neighborhood, and it was named in 2013 for the Honorable Brian Mulroney, who passed away this past week and served as our Prime Minister from 1984 to 1993. Historians, I think, will judge him kindly. He had a difficult go of it when he was the Prime Minister of our country. He was dealing with a lot of files that weren't popular, but, you know, if you listened to what he said at the time and read what was said about him, he didn't feel he was there to do what was popular. He was there to do what was right for Canada. And I think that's why historians will view him favorably in the future, because he undertook a lot of difficult files that, frankly, ended up being good for our country. And I would say that, you know, the free trade agreement with the U.S. is probably the most important thing in terms of our economy, as was the goods and services tax that replaced the manufacturer's sales tax. Privatized a number of Crown corporations, including Air Canada and Petro-Canada. Tried to settle the Quebec question. I think as a result, over time, things became better because we had that frank conversation in this country about Quebec's place within Confederation. And while it was a very difficult time, led to his extreme unpopularity, we had to have the discussion. He knew we had to have this discussion. He would have liked to have had it end differently than it did at that time, but reflecting on where we are today, it was the right thing to do. He also was involved in an important environmental initiative with the Reagan government, and that was the Acid Rain Treaty, which helped to clean up the Great Lakes. And then, of course, his stand on apartheid in South Africa, and it obviously eventually ended, and democracy returned to South Africa. And I think that history is well known, Nelson Mandela. And very unpopular decision by him to move forward in that regard. He was not well liked by Margaret Thatcher, you know, at that minute. They had a good relationship, but he really tested it when he brought this forward to the Commonwealth. But at the end of the day, as he has said since, Queen Elizabeth was very supportive. She knew it was the right thing to do, and she appreciated him taking the leadership on it. And so, in hindsight, this man will be viewed as very likely one of our very best prime ministers, operated during a very difficult time on a number of fronts, wasn't successful with all of them, but upon reflection and a fair view, achieved much.